The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. The Gospel of the Lord. First reading is very challenging. We're called to love all. It's hard to love people that we don't like. Very hard. I repeat, it's very hard to love people that we don't like, and the people that don't like us either. Might even be your husband. Might be your mother-in-law. Might be your daughter. Might be your aunt. Might be your next-door neighbor. So it's very important we understand the difference between love and like. Those who are listening in Spanish, I'll try to translate afterward. It's a matter of understanding language. Love and like in English is very different. I might not like you at all. You cause me repugnance. Gotta love you though. Gotta love you. Otherwise, So you gotta be careful. There's one person in the world that you hate of the 7 billion. You might not make it. So how are we going to love people we don't like? How are we going to love people that have hurt us? We all know people that have hurt us. Today someone hurt me, and he doesn't have the faintest idea that he hurt me, but it hurt me, and I'm still kind of recovering from it after a few hours. He's not even aware of it. But if I find once I have a resentful thought, I keep having to pray to forgive. Every time the negative thought, pray to forgive. Pray it out of my system. Hard? Very hard. So I want to tell you a love story. You know, cambia marcha, I'll go into Spanish. I heard this about 4 weeks ago on Catholic radio, on the Phil Sandoval show, which is at from 9 to 11 o'clock in the morning. Great guy. Great stories. Told the story of this mother who had a teenage boy. He was 14 and he was killed by another teenager that was 14. And the mother, when she was in the courthouse, she said, vocally, she said, "I'm going to kill you." And the boy was sentenced to some juvenile jail, I think, for a while. When he was released, during the time of prison, the mother had gone through a conversion and was thinking what she could do to help him to find a job as soon as he was released from jail. So he found a job because of her intercession. Then she invited him into her house to live in one of the rooms. She invited him to dinner. And one day they're having dinner together and she said, "Remember when I said I was going to kill you?" And he said, "Yeah, and there were some knives there." And she said, "I already killed you because you're no longer the same person anymore. I killed your bad self through prayer." Then this mother, she had a vacant room. She officially adopted this boy to be her son. It's one of the best love stories I've ever heard. She didn't like this boy. She first hated him. But God changed her heart such that not only did she forgive him, she loved her into becoming her own son. But medlectudo idea, difícil, no es poesía, no es un poema, San Juan. Él dice, y si nosotros queremos amar a Dios, debemos amar a nuestros hermanos. Porque San Juan dice, ¿cómo podemos decir que yo amo a Dios que yo no veo si yo estoy odiando a mi hermano? Porque mi hermano está criado en la imagen y semejanza de Dios. Por eso la señal que amemos a Dios es amar a nuestros hermanos. Estaba tratando de distinguir en inglés love and like. Yo pienso en español sería amar y querer, ¿no es cierto? Estamos obligados de amar, pero no podemos querer todo el mundo. Amar está en la voluntad, querer está en los sentimientos. Pero hay personas que nos causan repugnancia. Que nos causan asco. Es cierto. Y tal vez nosotros causamos a ellos todavía más asco. Ha venido de doble mano, ¿eh? Entonces, ¿qué hacemos en ese caso? Debemos tratar de amar las personas que nos caen gordos, ¿no? Caen gordos, ¿no? Que nos saquen de las casillas, que nos hacen perder los estribos, ¿eh? Que nos saquen canas verdes, o nos hacen perder los pelos, ¿eh? El cuento que he escuchado es radio católico, que escuché hace 3 semanas. Es un cuento de una mamá que tuvo un hijo de 14 años y fue matado de un muchacho de 14 años. Y la mamá termina en la corte con ese muchacho y dice, te odio. Y el muchacho está, tiene una sentencia de una, tal vez, cárcel por jóvenes. Pero en el transcurso de este día en la cárcel, la mamá cambia. Está rezando por él y buscando un trabajo que consiga al salir. Y al salir, consigue un trabajo. Y la mamá lo invita en la casa para comer. Y le da un cuarto. Y un día estaba comiendo con ella. Y ella dice, ¿te acuerdas que te dije que yo te odio, te voy a matar? ¿Sí? Y yo digo, ya te maté. Tu vida interior cambió completamente. Tú no eres la misma persona. Y para ser un cuento largo o corto, la mamá, esta mamá, que perdió su hijo matado por ese muchacho, lo adopta como su hijo. Este es vivir el amor. ¿Qué cuento, no? Nos cuesta perdonar. Acuérdense de este cuento. Y acuérdense de las palabras de Jesús en la cruz. Padre, perdónalos porque no saben lo que hacen. Pues hermanos, estamos en el año de la misericordia. Estamos estudiando la Divina Misericordia. Empieza nuestro curso otra vez después de la Santa Misa. Estamos en el año de la misericordia. La virtud más grande en Dios es la misericordia. Es Dios amando y perdonando el pecador. Que Dios nos llene con amor y misericordia para imitar el corazón de su Hijo Jesús. Amén.